Well, Michael, safe to say this is possibly one of the most eagerly awaited Derry Senior Finals in a few years.
It definitely has been, and last year Kevin Lynch's and Slaneen met in the semi-final, and it was just a fantastic game. You know, it was absorbing in every way. Kevin Lynch's possibly could have won it. They probably will feel aggrieved that they didn't get a penalty at a crucial time. And Slaneen never looked like getting a goal, which they always do. That's what stands Slaneen out from the rest of the teams in Derry, is their ability to get goals. And they got one chance and they scored it, and that was the difference. And I remember talking to Geoffrey McGonagall afterwards, and it's just his whole body language, he's completely shocked. They poured a serious amount of effort into it and, you know, got nothing out of it. So, you know, I remember leaving Ballinskeen that day thinking, whatever day these two teams meet next year is going to be a clinker. And Tom, the way the leagues work out in Derry is that the top two teams in the league are essentially kept apart in the semi-finals of the championship, and that happened. And at the very last league game, Slaneen met Kevin Lynch's, and it was for about 15 or 20 minutes, it was like watching the game of tennis. A point at one end, a point at the other, and I thought to myself, you know, if this does be the final of the championship, it's going to be amazing. And then in 15 minutes, Slaneen blitzed them completely, tore them apart. And then at the start of the second half, Kevin Lynch has got 3 points in a row, and Brenton Rodgers came back with a goal, and bang, they were gone again.
Yeah, it was obviously Slaneen scored 3 goals, was it, in that game, or 4?
Yeah, 4 goals, and that has always been the threat. But league is a completely different animal, as everybody knows, and as Banner have proved in the football, league means nothing, really. And in the 2 semi-finals, Slaneen, you know, beat Lavey quite convincingly. Kevin Lynch's were put to the pin of their collar by a ball on the screen and needed a couple of late goals to pull away. But I was even talking to a given man today, you know, and he was saying, like, you know, the final will be different, and it will be. And it's, you know, when I was writing my preview for the game, I just opened with, you know, this is the game everybody wants to see in Derry Club hurling, and it should be a good one.
Tell me about the personnel on both sides.
Well, you know, probably Slaneen's greatest strength, you know, their ability to get goals, they could bid plenty of a full four line of Brian Cassidy, Brenton Rodgers and Shane McGuigan. And, you know, a lot of club teams, if they had 2 of those, would count themselves having a dangerous four line. Slaneen have got 3. Then at centre forward, they've got Cormac O'Doherty, and he's more or less feeding those boys the ball. Just when I'm talking about that, in the league game, Kevin Lynch has brought on Kevin Humphrey as a sweeper just before half-time. But, you know, it was gone by that stage. And in the second half, they pushed him up as a forward. So I would just wonder on Sunday, will they think we have to shut Slaneen out for the first half or whatever and play a sweeper? Because, and especially at Owen Begg, when Slaneen are so used to playing there, you know, it's a big pitch, and they've got, you know, they're just excellent playing there. Will Kevin Lynch go down that route? The last time they met in the final was 2014, Tom, and it was probably it was the start of Slaneen's dominance. And in the under 16 final before it, Kevin Lynch has won it. 7 of those players will be playing there in the senior final, and that's where they're coming again. They're coming with a new batch. You know, you're chatting Richie Mullen, John Mullen, Oren McKeever, you know, Sean Kelly, the Derry goalkeeper, was actually the goalkeeper in that under 16 team, but he's now centre forward on their club senior team. You know, that new blood has really come through. But you know, the old guard are Mark Craig, Liam Humphrey, Kevin Humphrey, that, you know, that wealth of experience has always been there and would have played against Slaneen in that 2014 final. So that's where it's sitting at the minute. The feeling in Derry is, you know, it's my opinion, I think it's a general feeling in Derry, is that Kevin Lynch is going to win a championship some year. Is it going to be this year, next year, whatever? Because they're coming with that young crop that Slaneen came with about 5 or 6 years ago. So, you know, Slaneen, whenever they eventually beat the Lynches, in the semi-final, I remember the back page of the Daily Post had a headline that was something along with lines of out with the old and in with the new, and that was Slaneel at that time. Now the shoe is well and truly in the other foot, and Slaneel could make 7 titles in a row, which would be a record. They're sitting on 6. Kevin Lynch's, who were along with Lavi, were the, you know, they're the household names of Derry hurling. They have 6, and that's an extra motivation, you know, for Kevin Lynch's to stop that 7th title. Like Coleraine stopped 5 in a row in the football last year, so it's another interesting subplot in the middle of it all.
I'm not going to ask you how it's going to go, but obviously, fair to say, it's going to be, it's probably going to be down to how Dungiven can contain, or Kevin Lynch's can contain, the goal threat of Slaneel.
Definitely will be, because 2 years ago in the final, or sorry, 2014 in the final, Slaneel were absolutely out of it, and they got 2 goals and were back in it and won the game, and that was the start of it. This year, Tom, I would have given Kevin Lynch's a bigger chance until I saw the league game, and then it was just the way they blew, the way Slaneel blew them away before half time. I can't get out of my head. But you know, league and championship are completely different, and this game could take a completely new life of its own. Last weekend in the football, it was maybe quite similar. I was talking to you about it with Slaneel and Ballanderry. You know, Ballanderry, a championship team. Kevin Lynch is very much so in hurling. And the football, it ended up a good battle for about 45 minutes, and Slaneel pulled away. It's too easy to say that's the way it's going to be this time, but I still fancy Slaneel to win. You know, just they've just got too much attacking quality, I think, to be curbed. And they were also very much hurt last year in Ulster, because they didn't just get beat by Ballycran, they got stuffed. And back with a wee bit more extra motivation, but to win 7 titles in a row, to do something that nobody has ever done before, Slaneel have a habit of trying to break records. I think they will come through. From Kevin Lynch's point of view, they probably are going to, that they're going to put in a serious challenge to take over Slaneel's mantle. When Brenton Rodgers was interviewed after the 2014 final, he said something along the lines of, it's great to win it, but wouldn't it be great to build something like what Kevin Lynch's have done? And they have done that. They've sort of made their own bit of history. The next few years will be interesting in club hurling, but to sum it up in a sentence, it's the most eagerly awaited club hurling game since last year, but I think Slaneel will come through.
And we have 2 other finals on Sunday as well, an all-hurling day. It's Naimaya versus Coleraine in the junior final, and Banagher versus in the intermediate final. How do you see those going?
I think the junior final, I think Coleraine will come through it, Tom. As I said to you off air there, Coleraine had won the junior and the Ulster junior in 2014, I think it was, 2015, and went all the way to the All-Ireland final, and then weren't allowed to compete at Ulster junior level. They can now do that. And after being knocked out of the football, it'll give them a wee bit of a focus over the winter, and I think they'll win it. And the intermediate one, Swatter won it last year, and were very unlucky to be beaten by St. Gall's. But since that, Rory Convery has retired, which was, as you would know, is a colossal absence for them. Whereas Banagher have been in the last 3 senior semi-finals and were nipped by Lavi this year. So it's very hard to see past, you know, Banagher winning that. And they got a taste for Ulster action last year in football when they went, you know, in the intermediate run through Ulster. So I think we'll come through that. And the interesting thing is that last weekend in the football, Swatter were huge favourites to beat Banagher. And we all know what happened there. Banagher turned them over. But
Shoes on the other foot this time, is it?
Shoes on the other foot this time, but I still feel Banagher to win it.